Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Bring them out. Kickoff is just moments away for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Up next, first quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
4 minutes to kick off the Riders and Stampeders. Let's go to the field for the coin toss.
This coin toss has the CFL logo, which is heads, and the LCF logo, which is tails. Calgary, you're the visiting club. What is your call?
Heads.
Heads is the call. Calgary has called heads. It is a head. You've won the toss. You want the football. Saskatchewan, who's speaking for you? I'm going to switch around, man, please.
So Bo Levi Mitchell's call wins the toss. Calgary is choosing to take the ball. The Riders will get the ball to start the third quarter. For the moment, they will go left to right toward the Maxtron. The coin toss brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ND Look Online Auction. 3 minutes to kick off. Luke Mullender has three keys to the game. Synergy already, Luke.
I'll tell you what, it's... The three keys to the game are literally the things that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders saw on film from their last week's loss in Calgary. So that's make the plays that are available to you, right? Because we saw them miss a bunch. Take what the opposition is giving to you, right? So again, that goes into making those plays. But again, Calgary was giving them opportunities. We weren't. The problem is that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders just weren't capitalizing. Yep. And the third one is stop with the penalties. It's got to, if this team wants to win a championship, they've got to stop giving teams donations in yardage. This is not the Salvation Army. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders don't need to be giving teams free stuff. All right? Let's lock in, be professionals, maintain discipline, stay on side. You're going to make a lot of things easier for you if you just cut out the penalties.
The Calgary Stampeders are terrible at taking penalties. They've taken 76 on the season, second worst in the Canadian Football League.
To who?
With 76. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders have taken 98. Yeah. 22 more than the next worst team in the league. I wish you were exaggerating about the penalty thing, but you are not.
It's getting ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
And it's something that needs to be baked in to your practice habits, right? It's something that needs to be baked in to the way you carry yourself. You can't just show up on game day, as sweet as that would be, right? You can't just show up on game day and be like, I'm not going to take penalties today. Right, you've got to be focused in on that, just like you're focused in on your playbook. So let's hope and see that they're not donating for free out here today.
Don't
the Calgary Stampeders are going to be quite capable of getting yardage on their own.
Don't shove guys out of bounds. Nick Marshall did that last week. Anthony Lanier shoved an offensive lineman 5 seconds after a play, after a little scrum. None of that.
Wow.
More than 10 penalties a game. Luke's three keys are brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems. Expect the best.
I'll tell you what. Anthony Lanier, his leash.
Pretty short.
It's pretty short. I was trying to find something to compare it to, but it's a short one.
The Riders in their all green. They will be going left to right. The Stampeders in their white tops, red pants, red helmets. They will be going right to left. Brett Lawther, limited in practice all 3 days this week after his unbelievable performance with the onside kicks trying to save the Riders last week. He is back, healthy, and ready to go. He's so good, they didn't even roster another kicker for this one as they did for the first few games this season. The global player in this one is Chris Izala. Izala has been dealing with some injuries. We'll be here on the kickoff coverage looking to blow up some Stampeders. Malik Evans and William Longley are deep to return as we get started a critical game for the 2021 Saskatchewan Rough Riders season. Lawther standing over the ball at his own 35. He will get us underway. It'll be Henry on the fly at his own 10-yard line. Straight up field, 20, 25, 30. Oh, 35 is a hole and down. Lawther made the tackle at the 39-yard line. A real hole developed, but Brett Lawther sealed it. 65 yards on the kick, 29 yards on the return. The Stampeders will go first and 10. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com.
Brett Lawther is about to get the Jamie Borum Kicker Award. As of late, he's been one of the most physical kickers in the league.
Listen to this crowd. Give it to this Calgary Stampeders offense. You love to hear it. Three receivers to the wide side. Fake the handoff. Bo on a roll to his right. Throwing up top, wide open. It's Markeith Ambles at the 30. He beat Campbell 15-10. And first play of the game, the Calgary Stampeders are in the end zone.
This is just one-on-one. Calgary begins it with a play-action rollout back towards the east side of the stadium. And Campbell gets beat. Right off the line of scrimmage. Touchdown, Calgary. Terrible start.
71-yard catch and run by Markeith Ambles. And with 32 seconds gone, the Riders are down six, and one of their defensive backs is down in the defensive backfield. Is that Campbell on the far side of the field?
Well,
that would be unfortunate news.
Campbell might have blown a tire trying to play catch up there, but he was beat clean off the line of scrimmage.
We have a little injury break. Injury report brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury too many makes zero your mission at home, work, and play. Michael Ball's on the sidelines with an update. Ballsy?
Yeah, DT, Luke touched on it there. About the 20-yard line, he blew a tire, did Campbell, and really was a non-factor the last 20 yards. But you're also right, Luke. He got burns early in that play.
Man, and we wondered, thank you, Michael, we wondered about, wow, Calgary got a fast start last week. What can they do to contain it? Allowing a 71-yard score is not containing it. Ballsy sideline reports all game long are for Ritchie Brothers. They love CFL football and want everyone to enjoy the game. Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. Download the RBA app or visit rbauction.com.
Glad you brought that up. You look at last week's game, Ballsy. DT, you take out the 14 points that the Riders tricked off right away, and that game's 17-9 at the end.
Yep.
For the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So, Calgary, and it always seems to go like this for some reason. Over the last couple of years, Calgary has always managed to get off to quick starts against the green and white.
Campbell limping off the field.
That's more of the pride limp than anything.
Very well could be. The Riders have Damon Webb in as a defensive back as a replacement on the depth chart. They also have A.J. Hendy, who's been Sam linebacker but could go back into one of those true back five defensive back spots if required. Rene Paredes for the extra point, and it is good. 14-10 remains here in the first quarter. Calgary, as quick as can be, out to a 7-0 lead. Bo Levi Mitchell wanted his offense on the field, and I think he got exactly what he wanted from that, unfortunately.
Have they been on the field?
Yeah, that's fair.
We still have to see him.
He's only thrown one pass. We have no idea about the condition of his shoulder because he's only thrown one ball so far.
Well, let's just hope that that long touchdown pass tweaked something right off the bat.
Oh.
And that Jake Meyer's going to come in. So maybe there's a negative reaction for Calgary on a 70-yard touchdown.
Hey, we get a chance for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to respond and do so through their kickoff team. Jamal Morrow will go back. Keenan LaFrance as well. Both teams using a depth Canadian running back in the return game is pretty cool for any aspiring young footballers in our fair country.
Well, LaFrance is your typical Canadian running back. And when I say typical Canadian running back, I don't mean that necessarily as a bad thing. He's got a long career ahead of him. He reminds me a lot of Neil Hughes. I don't think he's as adept with the football as Neil was. But again, I mean, he's able to contribute in the offense, but also he's always been solid on special teams.
Rene Paredes will kick this off from the 35. He puts it up, and Jamal Morrow will go hard to his left to catch it at the 9. Straight up field, 20, 25, breaks at 30, 35, 39 to across the 41-yard line before Nick Statz helps bring him down. Great return from Jamal Morrow, 32 yards after the 66-yard kick, and the Riders have good field position to go first and 10. The Riders' offense, Andrew Lauderdale at left tackle, the first-year man out of New Hampshire. Logan Ferland, Dan Clark, Evan Johnson, they all start their eighth straight game. Brett Boyko moving to right tackle for the first time this season. Justin McInnes wide to the wide side of the field, his first start for the Riders in 2021. Fajardo in shotgun, straight drop, looking across the middle. Now to his left, a little comeback, high and caught by Kyron Moore, forced out at the 47-yard line. Kyron, a quick six.
Yeah, and realistically, Kyron was the only option that Fajardo was going to have to throw to here. On his right side, everybody was covered up. Kyron been so solid and consistent for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders this year.
Second and four, Ricardo Lewis comes off to bring on an extra offensive lineman and a fullback for the second and four from their own 47. Riders opening drive and first run for William Powell. Left side, pops it outside 50, 55, and he's into Calgary territory. William Powell, first carry, and a first down, Riders.
Alexander Dupuis has been such a great pickup for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders when it comes to the ability to play that H-back blocking position. Here he seals Sean Lemon off, gives Powell the edge of the line of scrimmage, and Powell does the rest for the first down.
Willie P, 10 yards on his first carry of the game. First and 10 Riders from the Calgary 53-yard line. Kian Schaefer-Baker, a revolution. Wide to the left side. Fajardo fakes the handoff, fakes the hitch screen, looking for McInnes, tries to back shoulder him. Did he make the catch to the sideline? No, it's stripped away by Deshaun Amos. Pretty good fight between those two off an interesting play call from Jason Moss.
So this is basically Saskatchewan's attempt to hit him off with a big play. They fake the run, and McInnes runs a hitch and goes. So he stalls, and then he tries to take off, but Calgary's all over it, and McInnes can't come up with the football.
Second and 10 now from the Calgary 53-yard line. McInnes wide to the right for this play. Two receivers into the left. Fajardo looking to the left side. He'll scramble out left under pressure. 50, 45. He dives forward, needs the 43 for the first down, and Fajardo is going to be awfully close. Brett Lauder ran onto the field with his tee, but this is a little closer than I think that far stick actually indicates. This may require a measurement. It's third and inches.
Looks like they're going to give it a measurement. But
oh, they're actually, looks like they'll just tuck right in. And Fajardo's in shotgun on third and inches from just outside. Okay, now he'll go back under center. Cody's trying to fool us. He'll push to the right. He's hit quickly, but it was literally inches, so that should be more than enough for a Riders first down. There's the signal.
Well, it's tough to fool teams in a short yardage situation because the offensive linemen always have to set up. And if the offensive linemen are on all fours ready to fire out, you know that the quarterback's not going to stay in shotgun, right? So it's pretty easy read for the defense. So
yeah.
I think that, more importantly, that was just more of a logistical check by everybody to make sure they were on the same page.
First and 10 Riders from the Stampeders 42. 4 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Riders doing well with their first possession. Fake the handoff, then try to drop it off to Powell. Fajardo has to scramble. 40. Trying to bust outside. Slide safely into second base. Lukey slid feet first at the 36.
I can't believe the crowd's not going bananas right now. Cody Fajardo with a baseball slide. We've never seen it. It's great. He's adding to his tool bag. No, but that's the responsible thing to do. That's what we need to see our franchise quarterback doing, especially in space.
If you're new with us, Luke has been begging for that for eight games so far this season. And Fajardo, legit, a baseball slide, setting up second and four. Two tight ends in this formation. All the receivers to the left. Fajardo, pressure at the middle. He guns a little deeper for Kyron. Oh, he can't one-hand it at the 20-yard line. Derek Wiggin busted through and took Fajardo down. Third and four, and Brett Lauder for the field goal.
Can't be mad at this attempt. It was just inches out of Kyron Moore's reach. He also had Willie P in the flats, but he's been under duress this whole drive. But it hasn't been immediate. He's taken his drops, and eventually a Calgary Stampeder defensive lineman has managed to get in the backfield. So he's been on the move a lot, but that one just inches from being complete.
John Ryan will pin it just outside the 44-yard line. Brett Lauder's kick, plenty of distance, and right between the uprights. The Riders' first points of the game come on the field goal, brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. 10:26 remains in the first quarter. The Riders on the board, trailing 7-3 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Rider Nation, this is number 11, Ed Gainey, and you're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
10:26 remains in the first quarter here in Regina. The Riders trailing 7-3 to the Calgary Stampeders for Special Blend by Weiser's and Borgo Industries. The Stampeders deciding to just take the ball after the Brett Lawther field goal. And we look down at the Riders' defense and see Damon Webb in there in place of Christian Campbell. I don't see Campbell on the sidelines currently. He pulled up lame on the big touchdown by Calgary, whether a hamstring or some sort of leg injury. But Damon Webb, who scored the game-sealing touchdown in BC, getting some reps at defensive back.
You never know when that window of opportunity is going to open for you in pro football. All you can do is be ready and make a play.
Markeith Ambles in the slot to the left on the line. He's going to be very tight to the line of scrimmage for this first and 10 play. Dumped off underneath at the 35 and the 40-yard line. Is that Josh Huff with his first catch of the game? Good for about five.
Saskatchewan loading the line of scrimmage with defenders. Play action again from the Calgary Stampeders, and again Bo Levi Mitchell rolling out to his right. And Damon Webb tested right away, comes up with a solid tackle, albeit for 5 yard gain.
Yeah, second and five from the 40-yard line. Ball on the right hash mark. Tight end to the right side, three receivers out to the left. Hand off to Kadeem Carey. Kaderi wrangled from behind and dragged down. He's going to be short. He needs the 45. Looks like Calgary will be caught in third and at least two, and on will come the punt team.
Well, this is a really good job from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, putting an edge on the defense, and it's Micah Tite who has been really consistent, still leads this team in production. Again, there's nowhere to go on the edge of the defense where the running back goes for Calgary, and the result is a punt and definitely a better effort here on the second drive for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Ed Gainey talking to Jonathan Woodard on that left side of the Riders' defense here. Will they come after Grace? No, they'll let him get it away. This one high and spiral, and Morrow from his 10 up the sideline, 15, 20. Good return for Jamal Morrow. Calgary allows 5 yards per return. Morrow got 12 on that, and the Riders have some nice field position to go first and 10. 8:46 remains here in the first quarter in Regina. The Riders getting their second possession, trailing 7-3 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
For in-depth discussion on everything Riders, get in the cage. The Sports Cage with Derek Taylor. Weekday afternoon starting at 4 on The Source, 620 CKRM.
8:46 left in the first quarter. Riders down 7-3 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Didn't need the deep ball on that first drive. 8 plays for 41 yards. Ended in the 45-yard Brett Lawther field goal. The Riders moved the ball pretty well. What do they have for drive number 2 for McDougall Auctioneers and Quality Tire?
It's not that they didn't need it. They did attempt. There were a couple occasions in that first drive where they clearly wanted to get downfield, but you got to give credit where credit was due or is due. Calgary was all over it.
Tight end formation, and Kian Schaefer-Baker, the lone receiver, to that left side. Riders going first and 10 from their own 26-yard line. Schaefer-Baker, little pop pass across the formation to the 29, breaks the tackle, 30, 35, gets a great block from Justin McInnes up the sideline, and then just crushed by Raheem Wilson, a step out of bounds. Jason Moss wants a penalty call very badly, but no flags are flying. Great gain from Kian Schaefer-Baker on the pop pass.
And a great call, because what it does is it really takes advantage of the way the linebackers and the defensive backs for Calgary are playing off the receivers. You give your playmaker the ball behind the line of scrimmage, and there's a ton of space for him to move right off the bat.
Schaefer-Baker, 17 yards. Riders first and 10 from their own 42. Calgary shows 4. They'll bring 3. Fajardo has a chance to scramble out to his left, and he's going to go down. Grabbed by the head. Fajardo looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage before Vincent Desjardins got him. It'll be second and long.
Second and 10. Here it is, right? This is where we want to see if the Riders can start moving in a positive direction. So far, though, DT, I really don't like the amount of Stampeder defensive linemen breaking free and getting off blocks. That can't be an issue all game.
Schaefer Baker wide to the left. Four receivers go wide to the right. They'll now motion Ricardo Lewis to meet Schaefer Baker. That's where Cody looks. It waits and waits and looking low and outside to Ricardo Lewis and incomplete. Fajardo really made him stretch and go to ground. It'll be third down.
Yeah, and this is flat out an opportunity that Cody Fajardo can't miss. This is an open receiver, as open as you'll get in the Canadian Football League, especially in the first 5 to 8 yards. You got to hit this target. It's why I took such a stance last week when Cody was essentially calling out his receivers, because if you're going to do that, it means you got to come out and make every play. So that's a play that they've got to get moving forward.
John Ryan's Wobbler taken on a bounce by Henry, 30, 33-yard line before Micah Tights, of course, busts down the field and makes the tackle. The tackle machine, Micah Tights out of the University of Calgary, really getting it done for the Riders. 44-yard punt from Ryan and a 9-yard return.
Soon we're just going to say, okay, the Canadian Defensive Player of the Year is automatically going to be the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Will linebacker.
Yeah, that's a good call.
This keeps up.
7:20 remains. Riders and Stamps. Riders in a 4-point hole for AgcoSpreads.ca and Wood River Controls. We're back in Regina after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is Riders long snapper Jorgen Hoos from Saskatoon. You are listening to Rough Riders Football on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
7:20 remains in the first quarter. Riders down 7-3 here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. The touchdown drive for the Stamps, one play and 71 yards. All our touchdown drives brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia in Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. See Nelson GM today. Stamps come out with a couple of tight ends, first and 10 from their own 43. Mitchell fakes the handoff, guns across the middle, behind Mayala, makes the catch. Godfrey Onyeka there for the tackle. Mayala, is that ball loose? Because the Riders are all over it. Mayala got almost 10. There's a scramble. And we wait to see. Blaise Brown is convinced the Riders have the ball. Ed Gainey pulls himself out of the pile. And the official signal, it will be a Calgary first down.
Much ado about nothing. This is just about three steps upfield and a slant towards the linebackers, and he gets in front of Godfrey Onyeka for the first down.
Bo not exactly on target with that ball. Maybe he felt he couldn't lead Mayala into Deion Lacey like that, but a little behind his intended receiver. Play action again. Bo dropping deep. It is caught. Leaping catch by Huff. Wow, in front of Ed Gainey at the 50. Huff got miles in the air, and that's a pickup of 16.
Saskatchewan in man-on-man defense here, and Huff manages to lose Ed Gainey when he's coming across the field, and it's fortunate for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders that he jumped for this ball. If he stays on or jumps a little bit later, he might have had a chance to stay on his feet, but he jumped so early that all he could really do was catch it and go down.
He did jump early when you see that in a second.
It's
look.
Like he was just trying to prove to everybody that he has a vert.
First and 10, Calgary at the Saskatchewan 50. They'll throw again, looking to set up the screen. Flag down in the area of holding, caught by Carey. 45, puts his head down to the 41-yard line for a pickup of 9. While we wait the flag, we'll go to Michael Ball on the sidelines.
Hey, DT, I don't know if you guys noticed this. I watched it last game, and I'm noticing here, you talked about that.
Calgary number 61.
You talked about that great catch by Huff, but the ball sailed because Bo's not really stepping into his passes. He's throwing off his back foot. I'm wondering if it has to do with that leg injury incurred earlier in the year.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Yeah, Bo was playing with a broken leg. Missed a game and actually two games.
I'm really sick of us making it known that Bo's just fighting and being a warrior through injuries. He's not Michael Riley. I hate it.
Holding penalty against the Stamps, as we thought. First and 20 now, back at their own 50, and here comes the crowd at Mosaic. Four-man rush, Mitchell across the middle. So many bodies there, and it falls incomplete at Huff's shins. Mitchell took a shot, and a flag down super late.
Well, I was wondering if they were going to throw this flag, and it's a close call. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they get some pressure. towards the end.
Pass or late hit. Scotchman number 91.
And it's Anthony Lanier who it seemed really accidental. It seemed as if he was going down. But again, that short leash that Lanier's on, he's yanked immediately because, again, he's just a constant reoffender. But he goes down towards Bo Levi Mitchell's ankle at the end of this play. And the crowd is booing, but you can't do it. Right? So, yeah, it's close. But again, for Lanier, a repeat offender, he's going to get that call every time.
15 yards up, first and 10 from the Riders 45. And oh, and a big tackle in the backfield. Luchez Purifoy on Kadeem Carey. Purifoy on a run blitz. And Calgary loses 3 yards.
What more can you say about Luchez Purifoy? This cat has played every single position in the secondary. He's up on the line of scrimmage, making tackles in the backfield. There's your defensive MVP so far.
3 yard loss, second and 13. Ball at the Riders 48, which is probably out of Rene Peretta's field goal range. What do the Riders have here? They'll show a tight three-man front. Tights will come off that right side. No, he'll drop into coverage. Pressure still. Mitchell throwing on the run, and it's caught downfield. Colton Hunchak inside the Riders.
Yeah.
35-yard line. Pardon me, that's Nick Hawley, a late replacement in this game for Dan Williams for a Calgary first down.
Yeah, this is going to make Rider Nation sick. This is just an absolute dart from Bo Levi Mitchell. This is why he's considered one of the best in the league. It's over top of an extended arm from a linebacker in front of the secondary, only in a window where the receiver's going to be able to get it.
Nick Hawley good for 21 yards and a Calgary first down at the Rider 32. They'll give it to Carey up the middle, 30, 25. He is met there and brought down by Godfrey Onyeka after a gain of 7.
Here it's just luck of the call here from Calgary. Saskatchewan's in a three-man front. All Calgary's got to do is put a couple bodies on the defensive tackle, in this case, McKenna Henry, and they get their running back sprung to the second level. When they finally get him down, he's gotten 6 yards at the second and 4.
They need the 22-yard line. Riders showing blitz. Tights then backs off it. Is he going to come out that right edge? He will. Five-man rush. Mitchell standing in there, gunning high, and caught by Ambles at 20. 15 drops his head down to the 12-yard line. Markeith Ambles good for 14, and the Calgary drive continues.
I really think Calgary is fortunate to get this because there's two Calgary receivers in the same spot, and there's one Saskatchewan defender. But it just looked like somebody was in the wrong area for Calgary. Unfortunately, they made the play, and they're knocking on the door. Saskatchewan's 11.5-yard line, it looks like.
Yeah, a 13-yard pickup for Ambles on that one. Bo Levi Mitchell, 6 for 6 so far in this game. He'll keep an extra receiver in the backfield. Rolls to his right, tries the screen. Now he'll just throw it into the flat high and incomplete for Kadeem Carey. Looked like they were trying to set up the screen underneath to Ambles, but the Riders ate that up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they were trying to do. And then Bo Levi Mitchell, it's probably fortunate that he threw it out of bounds because if Kadeem Carey had gotten a hand on it, he would have lost some yards. So good job by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders defenders sniffing that out, though, right?
Absolutely. Second and 10. Ball on the Saskatchewan 12-yard line. Left hash mark. Can the Riders avoid giving up a second touchdown in this game? Well, it's really the second touchdown that hurt them badly last week. Five receivers. Mitchell throwing for the end zone. Nobody there. And is it incomplete? Blaise Brown left his feet. Would have been just like his previous interception. And I hope that's just dismay and not an injury.
Yeah, that was probably the most dramatic dropped interception I've ever seen in my life. I thought he had lost his whole right side of his body the way he acted when he hit the ground, but he looks okay. Miscommunication in the Calgary secondary. In the Calgary receiving corps.
Look, both through the corner, and the receiver did not run said corner.
Well, there was no receiver anywhere near that.
Yeah. Oh, Brown had it in his hands, and it just popped out when he hit the ground. Rene Paredes for the 19-yard field goal attempt. It's up, and it is good with 1:40 remaining here in the first quarter. It's now Stampeders 10 and the Riders 3. We'll go to break for Seedmaster and A&W. Fajardo and the offense back on the field when we return. on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
For everything Riders, follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching at SportsCage. The Source, 620 CKRM.
140 remains in the first quarter. Riders down 10-3. John, our stats man extraordinaire, noting that once I said Bo Levi Mitchell was 6-for-6, his next pass went incomplete. You're welcome, Rider fans. You're welcome. Mitchell now 6-for-8 for 132. An 11-play drive that took 65 yards and 5:40 off the clock leads to the field goal. All our field goals brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Their profits live in Saskatchewan, and so do they. Unbank yourself. After the field goal, Riders have the option, so they will just take the ball first and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
First things first here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They got to solve this defensive front. Need to be better up front. Cody Fajardo's moving around way too much so far.
Calgary showing 5 with Darnell Sankey up in the middle. And they'll hand it off to William Powell. He's hitting the backfield, and he is dropped immediately. Isaac Adeyemi Berglund has him, and Powell might get a quarter of a yard on that run.
Well, Berglund's playing on the edge, and he goes down with Lauderdale, the left tackle, and really he just sort of organically runs into this play because he bounces off the first fullback trying to block him and runs right in to Powell.
The two fullbacks out, now 5 receivers in for second and 10. Riders just at their own 35-yard line. Ricardo Lewis to the left-hand side. Fajardo looking right. McInnes turns around, panged immediately by John Moxey at the 40-yard line. Good job by McInnes to hold on to the ball for a 5-yard pickup and third down, Riders. Yeah,
McInnes sits down in a little bit of a window between the linebackers and Moxey, but this is just good defensive pursuit. Hey, kudos to McInnes for holding on to the football there, right? That's important because he got smacked. And ball possession.
That was the tackle you teach your kids about.
Yeah.
That John Moxey put out there. My goodness. Ryan's punt, the end-over-end one, makes Henry run. He'll get it to the 26-yard line. Tries to pop outside. Now he'll cut back to the left. Finds that one is closed down by A.J. Hendy. He'll get to just past his own 30-yard line. Great job by the cover team and Ryan the punter. 44-yard kick and a 5-yard return. Calgary takes the ball first and 10 from their 31. 12 seconds remains here in the first quarter. Bo Levi Mitchell, 6-for-8, 132 with the touchdown. Cody Fajardo, 3-for-6 for 28 yards, adding 16 yards on the ground as well.
They've been able to move the ball. I think that's the most concerning part. Not the fact that they're up 7. It's just they've been consistently moving the football.
They'll hand it off to Carey here in a double tight end formation straight up field to the 35-yard line. Many Riders in the mix for the tackle, including Luchez Purifoy, and that is the end of the first quarter. For Western Ag Professional Agronomy, the Cooperators, see Tom Bamford at Bamford Insurance Group in Regina and Redhead Equipment. The scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Riders down 10-3 after 15 minutes. Second quarter is next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
And now, Derek and Luke have the call. It's second quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Start of the second quarter, Riders down 10-3 on the weekend when they induct 4 new names into the Plaza of Honor. Of course, a man very close to our hearts, Paul J. Hill, the owner of Harvard Broadcasting and Hill Properties. Gabe Patterson, the first black all-star of the Riders, and two of your guys, Andy Fantuz and Chris Getzlaff, just up on the Maxtron.
Yeah, my brothers, man, really proud of those guys. They earned it, and it's so well-deserving for the both of them.
Calgary will go 2nd and 6 from their own 35-yard line to start this second quarter. Riders showing 5 with Pete Robertson coming up from a linebacker spot to maybe blitz off the edge. They'll bring 5. Underneath, it's caught by Mayala, running away from defenders and brought down from behind at the 44-yard line. Godfrey Onyeka chased him for the tackle, but that's a Calgary first down.
Mayala loses Onyeka in one-on-one coverage, but Onyeka makes great effort in getting back into the play. Unfortunately, he'd gotten the first down, but right now, Bo Levi Mitchell is clicking on all cylinders. It's probably frustrating for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They've given him multiple looks, including that new 5-man front look, and he still managed to move the football.
Damon Webb continues at that field side halfback spot, replacing Christian Campbell, injured on the first play of the game. First and 10, Calgary. This is Kadeem Carey, left side, 45. Set of steam, and he's down to the 55-yard line. They'll mark him just short. Kadeem Carey with 10 yards and a first down, and a rider is down in the field. Is that Micah Johnson?
This is literally
holding his left knee.
Worst-case scenario for Saskatchewan.
Oh,
well,
no.
As far as the play goes, this is on Pete Robertson. He's the end man on the line of scrimmage as a lineman, and he bounces into the B gap on Ucombre Williams, and Ucombre wants him to go there because that's where the ball was going to end up, is in the gap that he just vacated. So first down for the Stampeders, and now we move to the worst news of that whole play, is that Micah Johnson, he's not only down, is they're checking out his knee, and he looks visibly frustrated.
We have a little injury break. Injury report for WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. Micah, the team leader in quarterback pressures, has a couple of sacks this season. Maybe more importantly, in a stat that we sort of overlook, 7 tackles for a loss this season. Oh, he goes knee on knee with Neela Cassatatti. Cassatatti, we just see on the replay, is sliding to his left as Johnson is trying to bust through that hole. And you see how heavily that left knee is already braced.
Yeah, and I've been through this kind of scenario, I think, with Micah Johnson, and hopefully, obviously, his knee is wrapped, and it's in a lot of pain. And when you bang knees like that, it's going to feel like someone just took a car to it. But it eventually goes away if it's the same type of thing. So I think he's maybe in more pain than anything, and hopefully gets back on the field.
First and 10 from the Riders 54. Carey stuffed immediately. Anthony Lanier in there. Deion Lacey as well, flagged down way in the Riders' defensive backfield as the front six hold Carey to a gain of maybe one.
Flag on the play. Second down.
They say no flag on the play, so it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah.
Actually, they'll call it second and 9 now from the midfield.
Lacey does a good job of getting off the block and getting over the line of scrimmage on the Calgary side. And then Lanyard, who is also being blocked, spins off that block, and they meet Kadeem Carey right in the middle. And he only gets 1 yard.
Lanier and Mac Henry, the men in the middle. Robertson and Leonard, the men on the edge for the second and 9 play. Mitchell in shotgun, one back. Looking, backpedaling, he'll dump it to Carey, 55. 50, Carey scrambling, needs the 45 for the first down. They'll mark him a yard short. Lanier, rushes back to make the tackle. Yeah. It'll be third down, Calgary.
Great pursuit by Lanier. Saskatchewan's playing Calgary's playing basically at the first down stick, so they've got a couple linebackers here to collapse onto the football, and they do so right in front of the first down marker.
Third and 1 for Calgary. Lineman, tight end, and a fullback in a tight end formation. Jake Mayer under center for what we expect to be the sneak. He'll go right side, flag down in the area of offside.
It's unbelievable.
And yet totally believable at the same time.
It's unreal.
There you go.
How do you not get... I can only laugh because I can only imagine right now. Can only imagine what the coaching staff is going through on the defensive side of the ball.
It happened 3 times in
first
that
reaction
one.
On the coach is probably right away, DT, this better not be on us.
Offside. Scotch number 91.
And it's Lanyard.
So that's makes it a first down.
Okay, so Lanyard might not see the field after this because that's 2 penalties here today on number 91 that have cost the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Both have caused first downs, and this one hopefully does not lead to a scoring opportunity. Anthony Lanyard is his own worst enemy. He's got all the ability. He's just got to get some discipline and focus. This is ridiculous.
First and 10, Calgary from the Saskatchewan 41. They'll show blitz, bring 5, hand it off. Ante Leader cuts back, hit through Mac Henry, and he busts through Henry to get a couple of yards. They'll mark him at the 39 for a gain of 2.
Mac Henry gets off a block, but great job by Pete Robertson. He puts an edge on the defense to the left, and there's nowhere to go once Mac Henry gets off the block for Ante Leader. Good job defensively as a unit by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Scanning to see if Micah Johnson, he's on the table getting his knee checked out. So Lanier and Mac Henry manning the middle for the second and 8 play. Under 12 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 4-man rush. setting up the screen, and they will get it to Leader on the outside, flag down. 35, broke a tackle. Leader plowing forward, spinning past the 30 to the 28-yard line. Flag down in the Calgary backfield. The
official
official signaling against Calgary.
Thank goodness. I think Coach Dickinson, if this had been a penalty.
Calgary number 62. 10-yard penalty. Still second down.
Nila Cassitati, the right tackle, called for holding.
If this had been on the Riders.
Oh, man.
Specifically on the D-line. Dickinson might have had a heart attack. He might have blown a gasket. There would have been some smoke in the city. And there's already smoke in the city.
Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business. McDougalAuction.com. Second and 18, Calgary, from the Saskatchewan 49. Leader fakes clearing out the backfield. Four receivers to the right. Riders bring four. Mitchell has time. Guns high. Caught by Leader. He dives forward to the 42-yard line before Deion Lacey makes the tackle. They got some of the yards back.
And Mac Henry absolutely plowed Bo Levi Mitchell, DT. And he's hurting.
Say that again. That sounded good.
Yeah, he absolutely plowed Bo Levi Mitchell. Mitchell is walking off. You can tell he's in considerable amount of pain. Mac came right up the middle. Got off a block and then just planted him.
Mac Henry, number two on this team in quarterback pressures, has seen his reps diminish over the weeks, but still able to bullet up the middle. And they hold Calgary to a field goal attempt. Grace will pin it at the 49-yard line. I'm thinking he's a timeout. 3 seconds on the play clock. And now the play clock stops. And one of the trainers runs onto the field.
I've always felt like they've used Mac Henry this year in...
Calgary's challenging previous play for roughing the passer. The play will be reviewed.
Well...
Oh, boy.
Okay, let me just sort of retract all my glowing reviews of Mac Henry quickly before...
10:39 remains in the second quarter, and Calgary, under Dave Dickinson, is using its challenge. They must know something.
Well...
You have 40 minutes left in this game, and you're using your challenge now at a non-critical juncture. We will have a review, and we're going to go to break. For Nelson Motors and Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redvers, and Oxbow. Visit them at nelsonmotors.com. Did the Riders rough the passer is the question. We'll answer that when we return on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
Stay in the know with Canada's team. Listen to the Sports Cage with Derek Taylor weekday afternoon starting at 4 on 620 CKRM.
10:39 remains in the second quarter. Riders down 10-3 for our friends at Capital Auto Mall and AGCO. Awaiting the review of a roughing the passer call. Calgary challenging for roughing the passer this early in the game. This would be an enormous miss for the Stampeders and Coach Dave Dickinson if it is not roughing the passer. It would be great for the Riders if they lost their challenge and one of their timeouts. The alternative is Calgary kicks a 49-yard
field goal. After review, the ruling on the field stands. It's the third down. Calgary loses a timeout and may not challenge for the rest of the game.
I think the
Wow, that is enormous.
I think the only thing that Dave Dickinson might have thought is that Mac Henry finished his tackle once, and he finished it violently, as Mac always does. And I think that's what maybe they were trying to get Bo Levi Mitchell the Michael Jordan call, but they did not.
Rene Paredes for the 49-yard field goal attempt. He's got the distance, and it's off to the left-hand side. Morrow will bring it out. Five. Oh, can he bust outside? Turn back inside. No, breaks the tackle. 10, 15, 20. Runs away from Grace. 25, 30. Morrow's going across the 40-yard line. Jamal Morrow with the big return before he's dragged down by Silas Stewart. Made a man miss and made a play for the Riders on special teams.
I always say it. When you got these long field goals, you're really putting yourself in danger of a huge return, just with as many offensive linemen and big guys that are out there. They've obviously got to protect the field goal attempt. So Morrow takes advantage, and he's one tap missed tackle away from turning that into a touchdown.
Micah Ball has an update on Micah Johnson that we'll get to as soon as we can. Riders going first and 10 from their own 44, left hash mark. They'll motion McInnes into that left side. Fajardo looking that way. Gunning, little comeback to Kyron at the 50, forced out of bounds after a gain of 6. Michael?
Hey, Derek, I saw Mike on the sidelines there walking it off, but now I think he may have gone to the locker room because I've got the binoculars out and I don't see him anywhere. So
he
was trying to walk it off, but they probably took him back in for some evaluation.
Yeah, Micah Johnson injured in a little knee-on-knee collision. We certainly hope he is coming back. 2nd and 4 from the 50. 5 receivers again. They'll keep McInnes in the backfield. Vacant, they'll dump it out to McInnes on a little flat pattern. Breaks the tackle, 50. It's Lenny, 55, and pushing and shoving and stampeding and out of bounds at the Calgary 45-yard line. Justin McInnes took a ball. Pardon me, Braden Lennius, 19, not 18, took it 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage and got 17 after that. Amazing.
Well, Lennius has waited so long to get some love from Cody Fajardo, and he's running like he's never going to get the football ever in his life again. Yeah. That was great. First down Riders on a fantastic physical effort.
Yeah, Braden Lennius nets 15, 1st and 10. Here's Powell, cuts back again, 40. Diving forward to the 39-yard line, put the left foot in the ground, put the right foot in the ground.
My word.
Shake it all around and pick up 6.
Vintage Kenton Keith cut from William Powell. And again, complimentary, right? Get some momentum. Crowd gets behind you on a big play from Lennius, and then they go right back to the ground game, give the rock to Powell, and he gets 6.
Oh, I loved seeing Lennius just bossing defensive backs like that. That's his
game.
It's a
big boy running out there, though.
He took some weight off. He said, I feel even stronger despite losing 26 pounds. 2nd and 4. They'll flare it out to Powell. 40. Needs the 35. Got the blocks in. He is flagged for holding, it appears. Powell is very close to first down yardage. Jonathan Moxie wants the holding flag. McInnes is psyched about how that play went, but I don't think they will be for very long. Holding will go against the Riders.
Gain, holding, Saskatchewan number 18. 10-yard penalty, still 2nd down.
Well, now, McInnes. DC, the penalty's coming back to bite the Riders again. This time it's the offense's turn to shoot themselves in the foot. They take a moonwalk backwards. It's now 2nd and 14. On the 49-yard line.
There's nothing good about a 10-yard penalty, period. I like that Justin McInnes was so excited about throwing a block there. I like that. I like that these guys get excited about blocking downfield. But there's nothing good about penalties.
It negates everything.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. You got to be a little better. But that he's jacked to do it in his first start of the season, I like it a lot. 2nd and 14, probably out of field goal range. Fajardo looking, gunning in a tight window and caught by Kyron. 30, 25, 20. Kyron Moore dragged down by Darnell Sankey. How did Fajardo fit that ball in for the first down?
Well, that's probably his most encouraging throw here in the last couple games. Kyron Moore just runs straight up the field and then breaks it in after about 20 yards, and Cody puts it on him for 23 yards total. But more importantly, the timing of this route and this ball. Cody throws it perfectly, and it's what allows Kyron to continue running. Is he caught it with his momentum moving forward? It ends up being 33 yards altogether. Great work.
Before the safety can get down, before the backer can get across, Kyron Moore shows up in a window, and it's 1st and 10 Riders from the Stampeders 16. Just under 7 to go here in the second quarter. Riders looking for their first touchdown. They'll give it to Powell. Powell hit quickly and bent backward. Sankey crushed him as Sean Lemon had him by the legs, and Powell will be held to a gain of 2.
Well, they tried to run Lennius in front of Sean Lemon into the flats, and I think that what they wanted to, or were hoping that Lemon would do was get his eyes moving with Lennius. Unfortunately, he didn't fall for it, and he was able to jump in on the tackle, which is why we only got 2 yards out of that.
Kyron Moore in the slot to the right for the 2nd and 8 play. He of the 3 catches for 45. Blitz coming. Fajardo double pumps. He's got his man wide open. Ricardo Lewis slips, diving for the end zone. Ricardo Lewis, touchdown! Ricardo Lewis mowing the lawn again. And the Riders, with the convert, will tie this game at 10.
Well, best drive of the last few quarters, not just this game, back into last game as well. Ricardo Lewis just sneaks out into some open space. Cody Fajardo finds him, and then Lewis manages to cut back in and then just pumps his legs. He's got about three Calgary defenders rolling on top of him as he heads into the end zone. This game is tied if Lowther hits this field goal.
Brett Lowther perfect on his converts thus far. 12 of 12 on the season. It's down, it's up, and it is through. 5:59 remains here in the second quarter. The Riders have tied it with the Calgary Stampeders. 10-10 is the score for Nutrien and Young's Equipment. We'll recap the touchdown drive when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is John Ryan, your Rough Rider punter from Regina, Saskatchewan. You listen to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
5:59 remains in the second quarter. 10-10 after the Ricardo Lewis touchdown. 66 yards they traveled in seven plays. Had to get 10 more because of the holding penalty. The Riders get the touchdown. All our touchdowns brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia in Abbenly. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. See Nelson GM today. And you saw him come back on the field, Luke Mullender. Micah Johnson had gone to the locker room, but he walked back on, and we'll see if he is available for this defensive series about to start.
And that's why I was talking about being through a situation like this, and what it hopefully was is when you're so wrapped up, right? Like, your knee is obviously tender. You're playing on it, but, you know, when you do get contact on it, it just, it feels so much worse, right? It feels like it exploded, and I was hoping that it was just a lot of pain and not a lot of re-aggravation, if that makes sense, and hopefully Micah gets back on the field.
Lowther's kickoff, driving, and it'll be Longley. Confusion at the 8-yard line, 20, 25, Longley, 30, 35, bust through, 40, and Brett Lowther makes another tackle at the 44-yard line. He'll need an extra second to get up. This generation's Mike Miller is somehow Riders kicker Brett Lowther. I love it.
Yeah,
he's throwing the body around.
Tell you what.
I think we're going right back to break, Luke. We got a little break to catch up on. 5:52 remains here in the second quarter for Spreads.ca and Borgo Industries. Let me make sure we are, in fact, going to break. We are 10-10 the score. We're back with plenty more Riders action on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Like Rider Radio at facebook.com/620CKRM.
5:52 remains here in the second quarter. 10-10 the score on the Cooperatives Rough Rider Radio Network. No quarterback sacks yet in the game. All our sacks are brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Always remember, drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains. Micah Johnson, injured in a knee-on-knee collision, back on the sidelines, got his helmet on. The Riders' defense on the field. It looks like Micah may be able to take some reps coming soon. Calgary first and 10 from their own 42. Handed off to Carey. Outside 45. 50. Bust two tackles. 55. He's into Rider territory before he's forced out by Luchez Purifoy. Kadeem Carey with a tremendous run for 15.
This works out perfectly for the Calgary Stampeders. Saskatchewan's got four defensive linemen. Unfortunately, they're unsound when it comes to their gaps on the left side, and Kadeem Carey runs through the hole. I mean, that's the thing. Defensive lines, and especially defenses, they work like buckets in there that are full of water. You poke a hole in the bucket, the water's not smart. It just goes where it naturally can get out, right?
Carey, seven runs for 37 yards. Tight end formation. They'll fake it to him, and they're going deep for Henry. Huff incomplete at the 20-yard line. Flustered by these Calgary receivers running deep on defensive backs. Incomplete intended for Huff, and it'll be second and 10.
Well, this is a win for Nick Marshall because Huff tries to get to the inside, but Nick Marshall, physical enough to knock him off course, and he can't get back out to the sideline where he wants to go in time for the Bo Levi Mitchell football. It ends up being way out of his reach, and they're now in a second and 10 on the Riders 54.
Micah Tights loosening up on the sideline, not currently in the game. Riders bringing four. Flared out to Carey. He's at the 50. Has to make a tackle. 45. Down to the 42-yard line. Kadeem Carey takes a little swing pass, and that is going to be another Calgary first down with just under 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter of action.
Kadeem Carey looks good. I mean, he just sneaks out of the backfield.
Legal contact. Scotch number 24. Oh. Penalty is declined. The gain is greater. First down.
Illegal contact called on Damon Webb.
It's the first time we see Micah Tights miss a tackle right away. And before you know it, I mean, it's like we just started this drive off. We looked up, and next thing we know, Calgary's on the 42.
And marching once again. Right hash mark, first and 10, Calgary. Three receivers out to the wide side, including Mayala at the wide receiver spot. They will hand it off to Carey. A lot of room for him again across the 40 down to the 35 and the 31-yard line. Kadeem Carey continues to run very hard.
Well, this is Calgary's job, taking advantage of only three men on the line of scrimmage for Saskatchewan. They pull their right guard, and he gets all the way up to the second level. Kadeem Carey is not touched until he reaches probably about 6 yards beyond the line of scrimmage.
Godfrey Onyeka on that tackle, already five tackles on defense in this game for the Riders' Sam linebacker. They give Carey 10 yards, first and 10 from the Saskatchewan 32-yard line. Calvin McCarty into the game. Tight end formation, double tight end as well. McCarty stays in the block, bow. Pressure from his left-hand side, scrambles. Out to his right, and he's caught! A.C. Leonard with his first sack of the game.
This is great persistence by A.C. Leonard. He fires off the line with a great get-off. He bends the corner on Yukombre Williams. And the thing about this, which makes this sack impressive, is not just his ability to bend the corner. He got off the line of scrimmage late because they chip blocked him. So realistically, he was like the last defensive lineman off the line, and he was the first defensive lineman to pull Levi Mitchell. Fantastic effort. Second and 21. There's not too many plays in the Calgary Stampeders playbook for this one.
Two receivers to the right-hand side. Mitchell, pressure again, and he's going to go down again. Micah Johnson has got him at midfield.
Wow, this is Micah Johnson just winning a one-on-one against Calgary's right guard, Ryan Skevier. Gives him an arm over, rips up, and takes Bo Levi Mitchell far beyond any type of field goal range that Rene Paradis has. They'll have to punt.
And that'll take us to the three-minute warning. Got to say, our sacks brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, the Playmakers in Wadena. Always remember, drive a little, save a lot. The three-minute warning for Brett Young Seeds. Get game-changing pod shatter and disease resistance. Visit your local seed supplier or brettyoung.ca to learn more about Brett Young's Defend R-rated canola hybrids. Calgary to punt when we return, 10-10 with 2:42 remaining in the second on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
What's going on? This is Kyra Moore. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
2:42 remains in the second quarter. 10-10 the score, and back-to-back sacks have driven the Calgary Stampeders out of field goal range. Cody Grace coming on to punt from the Rider 54-yard line for Sask Lotteries and Nick Service. And, of course, Micah Johnson's sack brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena, taking down high vehicle prices. Drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains.
This is just fantastic effort on the last two plays here by Saskatchewan from their defensive front.
And if Grace could not put one out inside the five like he did last week, that would be super.
A lot of time in the first half left, though.
High arching punt, looking for the right sideline. Kyron Moore fading that way. Oh my gosh, he did it again.
Well, you jinxed it, DT. That's your fault.
I was begging him not to do it. And Cody Grace, that's a heck of a punt out at the 9-yard line, 45-yard net. And with 2:22 remaining, the Riders are in a bit of a hole, first and 10 from their own 9. That was terrific. As you heard Sean Kleisinger mention in the pregame show, Cody Grace and Justin McInnes, teammates at Arkansas State University, playing against each other for the very first time in the Canadian Football League. McInnes will be the wide receiver to the right-hand side. They'll put three receivers to the left-hand side. Sean Lemon will go one-on-one with Andrew Lauderdale. First and 10. Fajardo looking to the right. Tried something quick. Wasn't there. Throwing it up in the coverage. Oh, for Kian Schaefer-Baker. Incomplete. Deshaun Amos was coming downhill, and Schaefer-Baker almost made that catch.
Yeah, so did Deshaun Amos. He's playing safety back here, essentially. They're in a cover two look, and Schaefer-Baker and Deshaun Amos go up for this football. It's a jump ball, and fortunately, neither of them in that situation come down with it, because I think that if one of them had, it would have been Amos. despite Schaefer Baker winning the majority of those this year.
Nice little out and up from Schaefer Baker. Second and 10 on the incompletion. Riders at their own 9. They're going to empty the backfield. Three-man pressure. Fajardo gunning. It's Powell underneath. He's hit quickly by Dozier at about the 12. It'll be a gain of 3 and just buy them a little more space for John Ryan on to punt. That entire drive took 10 seconds off the clock.
And that's what Cody Fajardo was talking about when it came to Calgary on film last week, is them dropping eight guys back in coverage. They had 3 safeties in that instance. They were playing low with the linebackers and the rest of the DBs, and there was really nowhere to go but the flats. And unfortunately, that the result is the punt.
John Ryan, a wobbling punt. It'll be taken by Henry at his own 53-yard line. Zips. Broke a tackle, 45, spin down. Oh, and it took a real stick. Hendy was in there, and he's down at the 42-yard line of the Riders. Immediately, Calgary is into field goal range with 1:59 remaining.
Football's a violent game, DT, and woo! Hendy and company are a perfect example of it on that play. But the discouraging part of this whole deal is that the Riders on defense worked so hard to knock Calgary back, and you know, 10 seconds later, Calgary's got possession again on the Riders' 41.
Yeah, they punted from about the 54. They start, like you say, on the 41 on the next drive with plenty of time remaining. Mitchell waiting. Popped in the air, and Mitchell will just smartly smack it down, incomplete. I believe Anthony Lanier got a hand on it to make it second and 10.
Yeah, the ball popped up by Anthony Lanier. And Mitchell sees the ball, but he also sees Pete Robertson approaching, so he makes the business decision to knock it down instead of catch and run. Smart decision from 19.
I don't want him to catch it. I don't want to catch it.
Yeah. You're not putting me on the highlight film.
Beautifully done by Lanier. He was being escorted past Mitchell and just stuck a paw up. Whoa. And killed that play. Beautifully done. Second and 10, Calgary from the Saskatchewan 41. The boo's coming down on Bo. Scrambling. He's forced out to his left. Dumps it off. Oh, wide open underneath the carry. 30, 25, 20. Carry stiff arms. 15 and pushed down at the 12-yard line. His safety valve makes a huge play for almost 30 yards.
Well, with the amount of time that transpires and Poe Levi Mitchell moving around the pocket, the problem with this is that the Riders are spread out because all the Calgary receivers are downfield and near the sideline. So when Bo sees his back leaking out because of the pressure and because Bo's moving around, he dumps it to him, and there's all sorts of space. And that's unfortunate because now they're on the 12-yard line with a first down.
With 1:33 remaining here in the second quarter, they'll give it to Carey. He's got some room, spins, breaks the tackle, pushed down the 10-yard line. Damon Webb helped finish him off. And Charbel DeBeer in there as well, after a gain of maybe a couple.
And I'm going to give this to Micah Johnson in terms of making the play. He swims around Skevier, their right guard. He's currently beating him like he stole something. And Micah forces Kadeem Carey immediately to make an early cut. Kadeem Carey wants to hit that downhill, and he's not able to because Micah's in front of him right away.
Calgary can get a first down without scoring the touchdown. Second and 8 from the 10. Emptied the backfield. Mitchell gunning high and caught at the 5. Richie Sindani, Regina's finest, at the 5-yard line. It is complete. It'll be 3rd and 3 for the 5. What will Calgary do? They are going to take the points here with 106 remaining in the second.
Yeah, Sindani just comes on a crossing route from the numbers, and Lacey does a good job of playing the first down yard markers and tackling anything that shows up in front of him.
Pretty nice catch from Sindani there with Lacey draped all over them. Paredes.
Considering where they started that drive, DT, that's a huge win for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to only come away with a field goal attempt here from Calgary, because it could have been a lot worse.
And with the time to do something,
yeah,
on the other side of this. Paredes for the 12-yard field goal. Up and good. 46 seconds remain. Calgary takes a 3-point lead, 13-10, but the Riders have some time, and they'll send the offense out immediately. All the field goals brought to you by Affinity Credit Union, supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. This segment of the game for our friends at Quality Tire, Redhead Equipment, and SaskTel as well. If you're the Riders, what do? Do you explore something on first down? Do you run it with Willie Powell on first down and see what happens, work from there?
Yeah, well, traditionally here this year at least, when the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have been in this situation with the time waning and, you know, heading into the half, it's been like the first play is a little bit of an experiment.
Yeah.
Right, hey, how do we do on first down here? And that'll dictate how the rest of the tempo goes.
They'll clear out the backfield. Oh, boy, here we go. Six receivers. Fajardo looking left. Gunning. Powell on a hook, 45. Pushes forward to the 48. 13-yard gain. That went well.
Yeah.
It's a Riders first down with 41 seconds.
Powell sitting down in a little bit of a zone between the hash and the numbers. Cody gets it to him, but not a lot of sense of urgency, right? They're taking their time. They are going quick, but it's controlled right now.
Hey, let me know.
38, 37 seconds on the game clock. Fajardo, no. Gun slant to Schaefer Baker, dropped it. He was coming into Darnell Sankey or Jameer Thurman's territory, and it went through his hands.
Yeah, you might have seen some footsteps there. That was a quick slant, and Schaefer Baker knew he was going to have to secure the ball because he was about to take a hit. Unfortunately, it's incomplete. But the bright side of that is it's second and 10, and the clock is stopped, right? And you can still see what you can get. I mean, at minimum, you get around the 30 right now, and you're going to come out of this quarter kicking a field goal with no time left on the clock.
Four receivers to the right. Second and 10 from the 48. Here comes a five-man blitz. Fajardo looking, stepping out, throwing it up, and it is caught and tiptoed out of bounds as Kyron Moore just shy of midfield.
Now, this is going to be a roughing the passer call.
Oh.
I think. So this is great news for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Not necessarily Cody, who had
major foul, roughing the passer.
They call it on number 56, yeah. Jameer Thurman.
First down.
15-yard penalty, automatic first down, and the Riders, with 29 seconds to go, are already in Brett Lawther field goal range just outside the Calgary 40.
Yeah,
a chance to do some stuff now.
So great execution here, right? Started out, hey, let's see what we can get on first down, and then we'll go from there. Next thing you know, they're inching closer and closer to a long field goal. They can still score here. Only 28 seconds left still.
Yeah. And they've been safe plays too, right?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, the problem is that Calgary has defended the long ball so well so far, right? There hasn't been a lot of room to throw long. It's really been in that 5 to 8 yard space past the line of scrimmage is where the Riders have been forced to operate.
You take a couple of those, you sprinkle in the 15 yards for roughing the passer. Fajardo survives said roughing the passer penalty. And you're at 47-yard field goal range with plenty of time to go. 29 seconds left in the half here. Riders trailing by three. They'll keep Powell in on this one. They'll keep an extra blocker as well. Knee now leaks out. Pressure immediately from Mike Rose. Fajardo escapes, and he's going to go down. He stopped Mike Rose, the leader in pressures among defensive tackles, busted through immediately and ruined that.
Yeah, and now it's Calgary's turn to potentially ruin a field goal attempt for their opponent. This is great pressure up the middle. Mike Rose can't get him down, but holds Cody long enough for his partners to come and rally to the football. This will be a long second down. So you don't need it all, obviously, if you're playing for a field goal. But who knows? You might want to go for a deep one here and play the lotto.
They clear out the backfield. Fajardo, straight drop. Whoa. 7 seconds left. Has to scramble out. Has to get rid of the ball. Fajardo, 3-2-1 on the game clock. He's forced out of bounds at the 44-yard line. As long as there's one on the game clock, they have time for a 50-plus yard Brett Lawther field goal as Dan Clark needs an extra second to get up.
Oh, Dan Clark just got bull rushed severely, I'm going to say, by Mike Rose. And he doesn't take too many big bumps, but Mike Rose got under his pads there and pulled him back almost into Cody Fajardo's lap. They were fortunate to get out of that with a field goal attempt.
Brett Lawther, a 52-yard field goal attempt. This would match his longest of the season. Snap, good, kick. He's got the distance. And he's got 3 points. Brett Lawther ties the game at 13 field goals for Affinity Credit Union. Their profits live in Saskatchewan, and so do they. Unbank yourself. The scoreboard for Quality Tire. The Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Much better first half from the Riders. 13-13 is the score. Mitchell Blair with the halftime show next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.